Hello, my name is Roger Watson. I'm the Editor-in-Chief of the Journal of Advanced Nursing, and welcome to the JAN podcast. These occasional podcasts will be a miscellany of my reflections on working as an Editor-in-Chief, some hot topics in academic publishing, and occasional contributions from guest editors. This is the JAN podcast of 31st of May 2017. Breastfeeding in the Face of Domestic Violence. This is Roger Watson, the Editor-in-Chief of the Journal of Advanced Nursing. Can mothers continue to breastfeed if they are experiencing domestic violence? If so, what effects does it have on them? This was the topic of an article from Sweden by Finn Bogadottir and Thies Lagergren, 2017, titled Breastfeeding in the Context of Domestic Violence, a Cross-Sectional Study, and published in JAN, which aimed to determine the differences in breastfeeding among women who did and did not experience domestic violence during pregnancy and postpartum in a Swedish context. In addition, to identify possible differences regarding breastfeeding between groups with or without a history of violence, further determine the relationship between exclusive breastfeeding and symptoms of depression. Over 700 women responded to a questionnaire. In fact, the majority of women experiencing domestic violence continued to breastfeed, and this was no different from women not experiencing it. However, women who were depressed breastfed significantly less. This, of course, does not mean that women experiencing domestic violence did not experience difficulties with breastfeeding, but this was not part of the present study. It is still important to screen for domestic violence and also for depression. In conclusion, the authors said, not only is it desirable to recognise women who are exposed to violence, but also crucial to identify and screen for depression in early pregnancy, to give suitable treatment and support to those with symptoms of depression, as the health of newborns depends on their mother's mental well-being.
This podcast was produced in association with youthpublicationslimited.com.